So today we're going to do Daf Memtes, which is today's Daf. We're going to start on Memtes, some of Bay's, 4 or 5 lines from the bottom, from Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So the Gemara is now going to bring a Machlokas Amoraim in explaining the words of Rav Yishimon in the Mishnah. So we have to go back and understand what Rav Yishimon said in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah was on, I believe, on Memhei Amar Bay's. Right? So this way, if you missed anything. So the Mishnah said, the Mishnah was the case of the person who was sleeping, and that was the first part. And the second part was if you had these three people who were stuck outside the city, and they were emtsa'i was muvlo b'neyan, which meant was there was an overlap between the person on the east, person on the west, the person in the middle. The person on the east is 4 amos overlap 2 amos with the person in the middle. The person on the west overlap 2 amos with the person in the middle. The person on the east and the west. The person on the east and the west do not overlap at all. So the Mishnah that said that Amar Rabbi Shimon, and the Mishnah said that the middle person can carry with the outer people, but the outer person can carry with the middle, but the two outers can't move to each other outside of the chum. And then the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon said it was similar to the case of 3 chatzeros that were open to each other, right? So the 3 chatzeros, east, middle, west, and they're open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim also. And whatever happens is the two outer ones make Erev with the inner one, right? So they said that the inner one can then move freely amongst all the chatzeros. The outer ones can only move to the chatzer in the middle, but the two outer ones can move freely all the way across into the outer one, right? They can go all the way. So Amar Yehud Amar Rav. So this memra that Rav Shimon, that was said in the Mishnah about the 3 chatzeros that are open to each other, that's Divrei Rav Shimon. That's the words of Rav Shimon. Aval Chachamim Omrim, Chacham says, "Rishus achas mishameshes l'shtei rishuyos, aval lo shtei rishuyos mishameshes mishamshos l'rishus achas." So what does that mean? It's like a three-way machlokas in the Rishonim. Again, we're going to go according to the sheet of Rashi. With whatever difficulties he has, we're just going to go with the sheet of Rashi. A, probably because we call Rashi. B, that's probably the way the Art Scroll and the Masifta translated, before they go down to the notes. So what does Chacham say? The Chacham say, it's Rishus Achas, meaning the middle one is one considered one Rishus, who is Mishamesha Sustay Rishuyos, Rashi says, look at Rashi, Rishus Achas Mishamesha Rishuyos, Kalim Sheshaftu Bechitzonos Mutaros Be'emsois. Anything that's on the outside Chatzer, can then go move into the middle Chatzer. The Ha Chitzonos Lo Irvu Eli Imzo. Because the chitzonos didn't make an erev with anything else. The eastern one made an erev with the middle one. So therefore the eastern side can move into the middle side. The western one made an erev with the middle one. So the western side can move into the middle side, as Rashi says. The ha-chitzonos lo arvus elo imzo. Ve'en rishus acheres moshchan notsar acher. And there is no pull or tug on the other side. The problem is the middle guy is being tugged on both sides. And so Rashi says, avalosh de rishus, but the middle guy is stuck now. Because who does he belong to? What happens when you make an Eruv is you join together. If the middle guy now made 2 Eruvim, one with this side, one with that side, but those two sides didn't make an Eruv together. So now he's got tug of war. He's being pulled to either side. Right? Rashi says, the keva de shtei chitzonios lo irvu yachad latos rishus achad. Since the two outer ones didn't make an Eruv together as well, so this whole stretch of chaseros is not going to be considered one rishus. And right, el rishus chalukas hein. It's only it's split up. It's broken up. So ein bekoch emtsa is lishtamish lo bezov lo bezov. So the middle guy, as opposed to what Rishimon says, the Chacham says the middle guy cannot carry with either side because he's being pulled in each direction. He has to be identified with one chaser. And he's not identifying with any chatzir now, because if you want to identify with one chatzir, why do you make an Erev in the other chatzir? So he's being pulled. So as opposed to Rabbi Shimon, who said that the outer can carry in the one outer A can carry, the east can carry in the middle, the west can carry in the middle, and the middle can carry in both, comes the Chacham according to Rashi and says, yeah, the two outer ones can carry in the middle because they didn't make an Erev with anybody else. But the middle guy who made 2 Eruvim, so now he's being pulled in both directions and he's lost it. Now he cannot carry in either one. So that's how he explained it to Rashi. So according to Rav, both according to Shimon and the Chachamim, the outer ones can carry into the middle. The machlokas is whether the middle chatzer can carry into the outer chatzer. So Shimon matirs, Shimon He says yes, and the Chacham say no. So now the Gemara says, Ki amarte kamei de Shmuel. So this is Rabbi Yehuda, right? So Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud, both of Rav and Shmuel. So what time of Shas, we have Memros, Amar Yehuda Rav, Amar Yehuda ben Shmuel, Amar Yehuda ben Shmuel. Here, Rabbi Yehuda has quoted Rav, and now he's going to his other Rabbi Shimon, his other Rabbi Shmuel, to tell him what he heard by Rav. So Ki ka amarte kamei de Shmuel, when I told this Memra, right, I told this memra of Rav to Shmuel, Amr Ali, he said to me, no, Abzotiv Rabbi Shimon, you're mistaken. What Rav said is the Shita of the Chachamim, that's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. But the Chachamim Omrim Shloshtim Asuros. So Shmuel says completely opposite. Shmuel says, not completely, Shmuel says differently. Shmuel says the way you understand it is the way Rav explained the Chachamim, that's really Rav Shimon Shita, which means according to Rav Shimon, the outers can carry into the middle, but the middle cannot carry into the outers. But according to the Chachamim, nobody can carry anywhere. That's what he said. That's how he says it. So there's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel on two aspects. Number one, there's machlokas Rav and Shmuel how to explain Rav Shimon. According to Rav, Rabbi Shimon allows the outer ones to be mishtamish with the inner ones. Right. According to Rav, Rabbi Shimon allows the outer to work to carry in the middle, and the middle to carry in both outers. It was according to Rav, it was the Chachamim who only said the outers can carry in the middle. According to Shmuel, it's Rav Shimon who says only the outers can carry in the middle, but the middle may not carry in the outers, and the Chachamim say nobody can carry at all. So we have machlokas across the board, how to explain this machlokas between the Chachamim and Rav Shimon, and we have machlokas in Rav and Shmuel, how to explain that. So Tanya Kavasi Rav Yehuda Aliba de Shmuel. So we're going to now bring a brisa. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Gemara is not easy to say. So Tanya Kavase the Rav Yehuda Aliba de Shmuel. So we have a brisa that supports the way Shmuel explained the machlokas, right? That Rav Yehuda same as Shmuel, which was only the outer can carry in the middle according to the Divrei Mekel to Rav Shimon, and according to Chacham, who's the Machmir, nobody can carry across the Chatzeros. What's the brisa? So because it says, Amar Rabbi Shimon, L'maha Davar Domer, right? When the Rav Shimon was talking about, he's trying to compare, you know, the cases of the overlapping Tchumim, he says, what's it compared to? It's a little different than how we had it before. L'sholosh Chatzeros ha-psuchos lo-zo. I have three Chatzeros that open into each other, and u-psuchos l'rishos harabim. And then they open into rishos harabim. Iru shteyem ima emtsois. If the two outer ones made an eruv with the middle one, right? So the din is, zo, which is the outer one, mevia mitok besa v'ocheles. He can bring, the outer one can bring from his house into the middle one and eat in the middle Chatzer. Right? Zo, I missed also place. Iru shteyem ima emtsois. Zo mevia mitok besa v'ocheles. V'zo, and the other one, the other outer one, mevia mitok besa v'ocheles. And he can eat. But zo, the first one, machazeres mosara, lesok besa. The first one, meaning the outer one, can bring it back into his house. V'zo machazeres mosara, lesok besa. Meaning that the outer one, making the deal, specifically, this is from Shimon speaking, and the Brisa is saying specifically that the outer ones can bring their stuff into the inner, and then they can take the stuff from the inner back to the outer ones. But the diuk is that only the outer can go to the middle. It doesn't say the middle can go to the outer. And in Chachamim Rami Shloshim Asurus, Chachamim say all three are Asur. So that's exactly the way, that's with that diuk, that's exactly the way Shmuel explained the Machlokas of Shimon and the Chachamim. The outers can carry into the middle may not carry into the outers, and according to the Chachamim, no one, across the board, it can't be carried. So I guess they all have to become one unit. And if they're not one unit, if they open it to each other, they don't all make an eruv together, then they can't carry it all. So that's, you see, this brisa supports Rabbi Yehuda Liba de Shmuel. The Azda Shmuel Etamei, and Shmuel goes L'shitaso. So this is where you have a lot of issues with the Shita Rashi, because what does it mean Azda Shmuel Etamei? That's where Tosos has a question. So Azda Shmuel Etamei, the Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says as follows, with the following case. So chatzer ben shtei mivoos. So I'm not sure if you have a picture in the art school, but the way it is you have a chatzer is in the middle, and when the chatzer opens, it opens into two mavois. Okay, so like on the outside you had houses that open into a chatzer, and those two chatzeros open into a mavoi. That mavoi then opens into a chatzer in the middle. That middle chatzer then opens into another mavoi, which opens into other chatzeros. So the middle chatzer is open into two mavois. So Rashi of Damar Shmuel chatzer ben shnei mavois erva im shnehem. So what happened? You're assuming that the bnei of one mavoi, right? So usually the people So irva im shnehem, asura im shnehem. If the chatzer guy, right, if the buying the chatzer makes an individual eruv with each mavoi, right, to combine his chatzer to those mavois, he's asura im shnehem. He's not allowed to carry in either of them. Why? Garashi. It's pretty much the same case, except they're talking about mavoi as opposed to chatzer. Right. So if you look at Rashi, which is more than halfway in the short lines, it says irva im shnehem, asur im shnehem, afilu Rabbi Shimon, v'hainu Shimon l'tamei, damar Shmuel lacha divrei meikel be'eruv. I'm not sure how that works. Okay. So what he's saying is that Shmuel's l'shitaso, because he holds right if the middle guy makes an eruv with both the outer guys, so again, he's now being pulled in both directions. Who does he belong to? Does he belong to the guy in the east, or does he belong to the mavoi in the west? He's kind of stuck. He doesn't know where does he belong to. He has to belong to one Erev. Erev means you're combined, and you're making your all the chatzeros and all the houses, everything as a unit, as to one. But he made two now, one on this side, one on that side. So who is he one with? So here it says here that he would be usher to carry in either, which is exactly like the way exactly like Rav Shimon says, and it specifically says that he, the middle chatzer, is forbidden to carry with the outer guys. The diyuk meaning the outer guys, each outer one can carry into the middle chatzer. That's exactly the way Shmuel explained Rav Shimon, but according to the Chum, this would all be usher. That's exactly the way Shmuel explained Rav Shimon. Okay. No, each mavoi can carry into the middle chatzer. The chatzer can't carry into it. The chatzer can't carry outside to any of the mavoi, and I don't know, the chatzer itself, that was going to be what, can the houses into the chatzer carry into the chatzer? It might be a problem because there's now access from the people in the mavoi to come through. So maybe they can't even carry in the chatzer themselves. Okay. So now, this statement continues. Lo irva im shnehem. Right? Let's say the guy in the chatzer does not make an eruv with either of them. He doesn't make an eruv with the mavoi in the east, he doesn't make an eruv with the mavoi in the west. Oseris al shnehem. He now says that he makes it usher for the people in the mavoi to carry from their chutzner into their mavoi. They can't carry into the mavoi. Why? Because since the chutzner is open into the mavoi, the people of the chutzner have the right to walk into those mavois, and they're not included in the eruv. See, what happens is, let's just focus on the mavoi on the east. So the mavoi on the east has, let's say, three chatzeros that open into it. So each of the houses in that chatzer, they made an eruv. So they can carry from their house into the chatzer. Now the three chatzeros made an eruv together, what's called chituf mavos, to allow them to carry from their chatzer into the mavoi. The problem is now is that the other chatzer also has a doorway to walk into the mavoi. And those people were not included in the chituf mavos. So they now destroy the shita mavois that the other people made, because now there's somebody who has access who's not part of your mavoi, so not part of your shita, so therefore they cannot carry in the mavoi either, right? Lo ibarim shneim oseris al shneim. Then the rice it says about this case, haisa beechad regila ubeechad ena regila. So the people in the chutzner have access to both of those mavois. The thing is that they typically, let's say typically, let's just say 98% of the time they go to the east and not to the west. They always use the one to the east and the one to the west. So now it doesn't make an eruv, a shituf, between the chatzer and the two on the outside. But they never really walk through the one to the west. So therefore, the Gemara says, regilabo usar, she'ena regilabo mutter. We're going to say the one that they typically walk through, that one gets ruined by the fact that there's no eruv or shituf between the middle and that mavoi. But the one that they never walk through, or if rarely walk through, does not get ruined, and the people in that mavoi, they can come from their chutzner into their mavoi. Right? We're assigning the chutzner, in this case, we assign the chutzner to the mavoi that is regularly used by that b'nei chutzner, and therefore, it would create a problem for that chutzner. Okay. Amar Rav Bar Avuna. Rav Bar Avuna says, though, Irva im she'ena regila. So let's say, again, the case is chatzer between these two mavois, right? And again, we'll set it up. Each mavoi has four chatzeros that open into the mavoi, so each chatzer there made an eruv with each other. Then those chatzeros made a sheet of mavo so they can carry it to the mavoi. That happens on either side. Then you have the guy in the middle. The chatzer in the middle, the people usually walk to the east. Ends up, even though they usually walk to the east, that chatzer makes an eruv with the mavoi on the west. To make it a sign that they assign themselves to the west, which is bizarre, but that's what they did. So Amarabba Rahuna, Irva im she'ena regila bo, hutta regila atzmo. Then even what happens is, the Gemara says, by the fact that the middle chatzer now makes an eruv with the one that they typically do not walk in, they have now basically established themselves that for Shabbos, we're a part of that mavoi. So therefore, the other mavoi, which they usually walk through on Shabbos, this Shabbos is going to be identified not as part of the chatzer, and therefore the middle guy not making eruv with them will not mess them up. And basically what we do, if you make an eruv with the other side, we're going to assign the chatzer to that other side. Right? Amar Rabba Bar Huna, Irva im she'ena regila bo, hutta regila la'atzmo. Those people can now carry, because the chatzer people basically remove themselves from that mavoi by making the eruv with the other mavoi that they don't usually walk with. Okay? The Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, in Irev Ragil La'atzmo, Vizesh Eina Regila Bo Lo Irev. So what happens? Vihi Atzma Lo Irva. Again, so we have these three cases, okay? You have the mavoi in the east, the chatzer in the middle with all the permutations that back four, and the mavoi on the west. So the B'nai mavoi on the east made an Erev. So all those chatzeros now can carry, theoretically could carry in their mavoi. That is the one that the B'nai Chatzar typically walk through. So the white rice on the east they typically walk through, that one makes an Erev. The one that he does, the B'nai Chatzar in the middle, the mavoi on the west, which the B'nai Chatzar do not typically walk through, did not make an Erev. And the Chatzar himself also did not make an Erev, I guess, with either of the mavos. So, right, so what's going on? So Dochin Otsa Eitzel She'ena Regilaba, so what we do, the problem is typically in this case, so the guys on the east make an Erev. The guys on the west don't make an Erev, right, with the Chatzer. The Chatzer himself doesn't make it with either. So now what the problem is, if we say that the Chatzer can live life as regular and walk through the one in the east, which they regularly walk through, well then they'll destroy that Erev and they won't be able to use it. But if we tell them, listen, the guys on the west didn't make an Erev with you anyway. So they can't carry through you either. And you didn't make an A with anybody either. So we're going to say, for this Shabbos, we're going to force you to go through the mavoi that you don't typically go through, because that's kofen amidastom, because it's zen nen of zelo chaser. By forcing you to go to the mavoi that you don't typically go through, that will save the mavoi on the east that made the Eruv. But if we let, and if we say, you know what, to stay, if you, and therefore they can have a mavoi, they can have an Eruv, and they can carry into their mavoi. You could carry either way because you didn't make an air with anybody, and the guy in the west can't carry either because he didn't make an air either. So let's force you to go there because otherwise it's meat kofen amila stom. It's zen nevi lo chaser. By you going forcing you to go to that other side, the people who made the mavoi in your regular route on the other side, they'll benefit, and nobody else is going to be. It's not to the detriment of anybody else because nobody mimonoshof, no one can carry because he didn't make an air. So therefore, we're going to force you to go. I don't know how you do that, or who enforces it, or what it means, but they're forced to go to the other side to prevent the people who made them, the Erev on the east side, from losing their ability to carry there on Shabbos. Okay. No, if they walk through the other one, then they become part of that other mavoi, and they weren't mishtatef in it. And then they ruin the Erev for the people on that side. What? No, I think Dokin also means that they have to go, they must walk through that side. No, they're not really losing anything. What are they losing? They're still... They can't walk, but they could go the other way. And what's the difference? They can go out the other way. All right, Rashi says, Dokin, in the first white line, Dokin also eitzel she'in regila, shelo le'esra ze'erev, ho v'hai lo mafsida midi dahalo erev. He doesn't lose anything because he has an erev. By midastom, da filu midi dolo chasebe lo mahani lechavre. He says because which he still all he has to go is all he wants to walk out is to go to the Rosh Hashanah.
Okay. So they do have to walk the other way, but it's not a big deal. What's the difference?
Right. So it's they have to get to Peninsula from Longacre as opposed to Island. Okay.
Okay.
You're right. Right.
Okay. So they do walk the other way.
Right. Right. That's what I think. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel. Okay. Hamak makpid al eruvo. If someone's makpid on his eruv. That was my Rosh Hashanah alarm. I didn't change it. Okay. Hamakvin al eruvo, ein eruvo eruv. Okay. My shmo eruv shmo. So what the case here is now, regular case, you have 15 people who live in a chatzer, who live in houses that empty into a chatzer. They're all to make the eruv on Shabbos, so I have to carry into the eruv. The eruv, again, the eruv is not strange stuff like that. That's, you know, that's not the eruv. The eruv is the bread or the meal that's placed into one home. But you have over here, Rashi says, Hamakbil al eruvo. So everyone brings bread, everyone brings into the house. This guy, so it's the third wide line of Rashi. Hamakbil al eruvo, im yochal echa bibechabura es a pasha nasan hu. He's makbil, he doesn't want his bread to be eaten. He doesn't want anybody else to eat his bread. So Shmuel says, that destroys the eruv. That destroys the combination. Why? He says, what's the name of the eruv? Mashemo, what's the name of the eruv? Eruv Shmuel. Eruv means la'arev. To mix, it means, or it can be a lot of things. La'arev can be to mix, like your buvia. Arev can be a guarantor. Everyone, you know, you're supporting everybody. The idea is that it's supposed to be for everybody. If you're makbid and no one's to touch my piece, then you're not part of the group. You have to be part of the group. Right, so Rashi says, okay. Right, Eruv Shmo, Rashi says, Sheyukula mu'uvim umarutzen bo, shlo yimcha zeb chaveiro, ela shutvus nochav erevo. To be a real partnership. So Rabbi Chanina Marachina says, Eruv Eruv. No, no, it's still considered an Eruv. Ela shenikra me Anshe Vardina. He gets called a bad name. He's from Anshe Vardina. Rashi says Anshe Vardina at Siknin Hayu. I think that means that they were just very, very, you know, they were kamsonim, they were stingy. I don't know how he translates in stingy, okay. Okay, that they were stingy. So but it still works. I don't know why it still works. The logic on the other side makes sense. He says it still works. I guess maybe because he, I don't know. Another din. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hacholek es eruvo eno eruv. Someone who splits the eruv, it's also not going to be considered an eruv. What's hacholek? Rashi says, b'shnei kelim eno eruv. He puts the eruv into two kelim. Mishum haytai megufa demashemo erishmo. So what happens is, if all the people of the chatzer are gathering pas from everybody, I kept saying pot at home, and my daughter wasn't happy with it. So if everyone gathers the pas, right? Oh, come on, I have to say something. If everyone gathers the pas together and they put it into one house, but they don't put it into one kli, they put it into two kalim. So Shmuel again says it's not going to get a good eruv. Why? Because what we said, it's called eruv. Eruv means it's combined. Everything has to be combined together. So if you put it into two separate kalim, it's not combined. It's separate into kalim. That's what Shmuel says. So Gemara says, Kiman, who does this go like? This thing apparently goes to Beis Shammai, which is like a big no-no. How can this go like, this goes like Beis Shammai? What's the case of Beis Shammai, which we saw this before? Chamisha shegavu es eruvan. You had a case of five people who collected the eruv, like five houses in a chatzer. They collected the eruv, right? Unisanu b'shnei kelim, and they put it into two kelim, in one house of two kelim. Beis Shammai omrim ein ze eruv. Beis Shammai says that's not an eruv. And Beis Hill omrim harei ze eruv. Beis Hill says it is an eruv. That seems to be that Shmuel is going like Beis Shammai. So Gemara says, no, don't worry. Afil tema, you can say that Shmuel even goes like Shitas Beis Hillel. Where does Beis Hillel say it's a good Eruv? Adkan lo kami Beis Hillel hasam ela demali lamanu beyater. The case over there is that what ended up happening is you used too small a kli, and it wasn't enough room. So there wasn't enough room, so then you used a second kli. There Beis Hillel says, don't worry about the second kli. Our case is where you purposely used two kalim. The case, so a field team of Beis Hillel, ad kamo kamer Beis Hillel hasam ella demalian lemana v'iyoter. You filled up a kli and there was leftovers. Aval hecha de palge miflon, but where you purposely split it, lo. Then that's not going to be a good eruv. So our case is not necessarily going to Beis Shammai, it's even going to Beis Hillel. So that Gemara says v'tarta lomeli. Why do I need both examples that you need unity? Right, Shmuel brought the case of that if you're makbid al eruvo, because that means the Erev is not combining, and the case where it's two Kalim. Why do I need both? Those situations. Because basically what you're telling me is that you need unity, you need a uniform Erev. Everyone has to be participating. If you have unity, everyone has to be participating, and it has to be one kli, unless you have no choice. But it has to be. So what do you need both? What do you need both for? So the Gemara said srichi. You need it. Why? If you only told us the first din about being makbid, mishum dekapid, that's because a person is making an actual statement that he's being makbid. He's basically removing himself from the joint partnership. But emolo. But aval hacha. But here, when you're going to split it into, when you split the two cases, no one's being makbid on the other. Right? We put it in two kalim. No one's being makbid on it. No one's purposely removing themselves. If you focus on the individual, well, the individual all want to be part of it, but it's just a kli, the chefza is separate. Eimalo, the iashmin hacha, and if you only tell us in the case of the kalim, mishum de palge miflug, look at the chefza. It's not one eruv. It's two eruvim sitting in front of you. But Abal Hassam over there, okay, the guy was makbid, but they would still have the Erev sitting together, the aim alone, maybe that would not possibly Erev. So Tzricha Kamashmal, then in both cases, you have to focus, I think, the Gavros have to be unified, and the Chetzes have to be unified, not just one or the other. Now, Amalei Rabbi Abba le Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Abba asked the following question to Rabbi Huda. Bebei Me'atzarta de Bei Rav Zakai. I think Bei Me'atzarta is like an olive press. How's he translating it? He doesn't say anything. Basma of Arta. I don't know. That's who he was. He was like the olive press in the house of Rav Zakkai. That's where they were.
Winery.
Winery, he says? Okay. That makes more sense. Okay. And it's fun. They just, wherever they were learning Torah. That's I think that's the way it happens. All these stories, well, they tell you where they were. No matter what they were doing, they were always focused on learning Torah. So I'm going to rob Rav Yehuda bin Matzarta to be Rav Zakkai. Umi Amar Shmuel, did Shmuel really say, Hacholik esayrevo in eruv, that if you put the eruv into two kalim, it's not considered a viable eruv. I'm asking you a stira. Well, Amar Shmuel said, bayis shemenichin bo eruv. The house, right? There's always one house where the eruv is placed. Right? You put the eruv into a house. So bayis shemenichin bo eruv. The house where they put the eruv, eno tzarich litein es hapas. He doesn't have to put the pas into the kli. Why not? My taima lav mishum de Amar. And that's Shmuel saying this. Why? My must be. Whenever we say must be, we're going to reject that. So my time, Mishum de Amar, the Kavan de Manach Besala Kamadananach Achadami. I don't have to take my bread and put it into this kli. I'm in my house already. My bread's already in my area. So it's Kavan de Manach Besala Kamadananach Achadami. So therefore, you see, it's going to be in separate places, right? My bread is over there, and everybody else is over here. And Shmuel says it's good. But didn't Shmuel just say that it can't be in two separate kalim? So the Gemara says, no, hachanami, so to hear, keva de manach basala, keman de manach hachanami. What does that mean? He said over, no, that's his question. Keva de manach basala, keman de manach hachanami. De manach hachanami. Just like the balabais's pas is going to be considered joined with everybody else, even though it's separate. So in the two kalim also, they should be considered joined. So Amalei says, no, hasam, Afal pisha ein pas, my taima, de kulo hachadairi. He says, no, the reason why the balabais' pas doesn't even have to be there, because the balabais doesn't have to contribute anything. The whole point of the eruv is by people depositing their bread into, let's say, my house, they all become basically part of my house. They become residents of my house. And now everybody's a resident of one house, we can all carry into the chatzar symbolically. I don't have to become a resident of my house. I am the resident of my house. It's my house. So therefore, okay, so my bread's there, my bread's here, doesn't make a difference. The whole point is for them to become residents in my house, and I'm already there. So therefore, it doesn't matter. Okay, but if everybody else deposits into two separate ones, that's where Shmuel makes his distinction. Okay, now they're going to try to ask, by what mechanism, via what mechanism, does this idea of Eruv work? In other words, I'm depositing it. It's all symbolic, I guess, so it's a symbolic mechanism also. We're all depositing into my house, and you become residents of my house. How? What happens? So Amar Shmuel says, Eruv Mishum Kinyan. Eruv works sort of as this quasi-Kinyan. So look at Rashi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or 7 lines from the bottom. It says, Eruv Shum Mitzarif on time Mishum Kinyan. Here we go. Shemaknu hu ba'alabayish reshuso. I'm basically, I give over to you, a legal acquisition, I give over to you part of my reshus, and everyone is now viewed as owners of this house, she'irav munach bo, that the Erev is inside, v'kol chatzer mishubas v'shusam zo ba'achasi, and the whole chatzer now belongs to, everyone lives here, so the whole chatzer belongs to here, and everyone can carry into, in the chatzer. So Shmuel says, Erev mishum kinyan. V'im tomar, and they say, if that's the case, so why don't you just pass? If you, why don't you just use it, why don't you use money? V'im tomar, v'nei ma ein konin bin ma, so just give me money. Everyone just deposit money, and then, and it's just a kinyan, why do you have to use pass? He says, why? Bipnei she'enu matsuya v'arbe shabasos. I guess then, money or currency wasn't necessarily found so often on Arab, you know, they have credit cards, and they went to Gourmet Glot, and they spent $745 for on Shabbos and Yontif, and they come out, there's no more cash. So people didn't necessarily have cash ready on Arab Yontif. What did they have? They had all the food that they made. So that's what they did deposit. But the Gemara says, okay, but heichad arav mil lipnei. But if they, we know, the assumption is that it doesn't work even if you have cash. Why not? If you do have, give money, that should work. Why? You're telling me the reason why we typically use pass as opposed to money, because pass is available and cash is not available. But if I had cash, it should work. Why does it not work? So the Gemara says, that's a gzeira. That's gzeira, shema yomru. People might say, ma ikr. The people might say that money, because if you look, money, cash is king. People might think that money is the most preferred way to do this. And oftentimes people don't have the cash. And then they won't make the Erev with the pass. And people won't make the Erev. And they don't have an Erev. They're supposed to try to have an Erev on Shabbos. They're supposed to have only Shabbos. So the prop, so the people say, so make the pass. You're right, Ein Lachanami. Really, it's... I don't think so. I think it's... Maybe. Maybe they'll forget. Maybe it's both. Maybe you're right. What does Rashi say? I think it's both. Because Rashi Lichukuli says, Lishtakeach Toras Erev. They'll forget the rules of Erev. So I interpret it as saying that they will forget. But I think you're right. I mean, yeah, you'll forget the rules of Erev. And what's the outgrowth of that? You'll start carrying. Right. So I think you're right. Okay. So that's the first side. The first side, Shmuel says the Erev works Mishum Kinyan. Rava Amar Erev Mishum Dira. Rava says Erev Mishum Dira. What Rashi says, Mishum Dira. Shedato Shel Adam Al Pito. Everyone has in mind that where their food is, that's their house. Says my food is in your house. It's as if I'm living. As if I'm living in your house. And then this chatzer only has one house. All the chatzer is in that house. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay. What's the practical difference? Right? What's the practical difference between these two shitas? Is the Erev Chatzeres work Mishum Kinyan? Or is the Erev Chatzeres work Mishum Dira? So Ika B'Nayo, let's just read them together. So the way we have it is three. It's Machlokas, whether it's three or two answers. Ika B'Nayo, Kli, Upachos Mishav Pruta, and Katan. So the first case is a Kli. If you're going to hold that the Erev works Mishum Kinyan, then I don't necessarily mean Pas. I can use a kli, I can use a kinyan sudar, I can do other types of kinyanim. If it's mishum dira, it has nothing to do with kinyan. It has to do with the fact that my bread is in the house. So then it would have to be bread. The other answer is pachas mishav pruta. If the amount that I deposited is not worth shav pruta. Well, if it's not worth, it's not shav pruta, so the one who says that it's mishum kinyan, it doesn't work. In order to make a kinyan, it has to be on something that's chashuv. It has to be worth shav pruta. In order for dira, I think that's what I'm saying, right? But the person who says mishum dira, that's fine. I just go after my food. Wherever, if I have enough food in that house, even if it's not worth a pruta, it's very coarse bread that's worth nothing. People won't like it. But it's my bread that's there. That's my dira. So then it would work. And the third answer is katan. This is a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, so what katan means. Rashi says, if it's mishum kinyan, then a katan cannot be made a shliach. I can't give my bread to the katan to bring somebody, to somebody else, because the katan can't make a kinyan. Again, if it's Mishum Dira, it has nothing to do with Kinyan, wherever my bread is. So, hey, Katan, just bring my bread there. My bread is now there. That's my Dira. Tosa says no. Tosa says, because he brings the Rayas, that maybe a Katan can be the Shliach. So Tosa says that Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Hanan, let's say that they're talking about that you can't use the house of a Katan as the place where you can store the Kinyan. Right? If it's Mishum Kinyan. If it's Mishum Dira, why not? That's just one. Right? So those are the three... Nafkamina is between whether they say Kinyan and Dira. Again, it's Kli, Pach Mishav Pruta, and Katan. And then Machlokas Rashi Ben Tam, and how to explain Katan. Amar Le Abaye Le Rabba. Right, that's the first side. Katan can, but you can't even make the Katan not make the, you can't make the, right, you can't make the Katan Yishliach. But Tosos brings Rayos that you can. So that's why Tosfos says it brings a different case. He says the case. Right, but Tosfos brings rayas that you can. Correct. If you say Mishim Dira.
Right.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Right. So Amalei Abaye L'Rabba. Abaye says to Rabba, Lididach Kasha L'Shmuel Kasha. Abaye says to Rabba, I have a question both on you and both on Shmuel. Right? What's again, Shmuel said it was Mishum, Shmuel said Mishum Kinyon, and Rabba said Mishum Dira. He says, I'm going to have a Kasha on both of you. Amalei Abaye L'Rabba, Lididach Kasha L'Shmuel Kasha. Hatanya, the following Brisa. Chamisha Shagavu Eruvan. Right? You had five people in the Chatzer. They put their Eruv together. They put it into one of the houses, and now they want to make a case. Now they want to make a chutz. They want to make a eruv with another chutzer. They want to make an eruv with another chutzer, so they can carry it from chutzer A into chutzer B. So now what the din is that they're supposed to take the eruv. They're supposed to take the eruv that's in their house and put it into the other chutzer to combine their chutzer with the other chutzer. So kishahim molkin as eruv and molkim acher. When they take their eruv and they bring it to the other chutzer. Echad molech lekulan. One person can do it. They all don't have to go together like a whole group. One person can do it for all of them. So who nihu dekakani v'sulo? That right? Who nihu dekadayer v'sulo? It makes it look like he's the only one. He's the only one taking it. So he's the only one making the kinyan, or he's the only one expressing his desire to live in the other chutzer. So amrelei. So therefore, how does everybody in chutzer A now get to carry into chutzer B? So Amalei, Loli Didi Kasha Vol Shmuel Kasha. It's not a Kasha on me. It's not a Kasha on Shmuel. The Shlichus, the Kulak Avid. He's doing a Shlichus on behalf of everybody else. And therefore everyone is contained within his moving the Eruv to the other Chatzer. Amar Rabba, Amar Rochava, Bar Guri, Amar Rav, Halachik Rabbi Shimon. The Halacha follows Rabbi Shimon. What's that? That's again by the three Chatzeros that open up three Chatzeros that open up into each other. And the middle, each of the outer ones made an Eruv with the middle one. So the Halacha like Rabbi Shimon. But then you have to figure out which way you learn Rosh Shimon. The way Shmuel learned Rosh Shimon, the way Rav learned Rosh Shimon. But the halacha follows Rosh Shimon. Let's do the Mishnah. It's a long Mishnah, but we have 5 minutes. 4 minutes. Okay. So, Misha Ba, someone's walking to Erev Shabbos, V'chashchalo, and it's getting dark. Right? He doesn't know where, and he's not by the city. V'hayamakir Ilan Ogeder. But he recognizes on his way, he recognizes a certain landmark, and he knows that landmark is 2,000 amos from his house. Right, so Misha Baderach v'chashalo v'ayamakir ilan ogeder v'amar, and he says shvisa si tachdav, I should be koneh shvisa under that tree. So the Gemara says lo amar klum. Misha says lo amar klum. Gemara will explain why that doesn't work. He's not the reason why he wants to be koneh shvisa under that tree because if he's koneh shvisa under that tree, so that's where his makom shvisa is, and then he'll have 2,000 amos from there and he'll be able to reach his house because let's say he's 4,000 amos away from his house now. So he has a 2,000 amos to the tree, and from the tree he has 2,000 amos to his house. But if he just says the word shivyasi tachtav, that doesn't work because the tree, where underneath? Because the tree is big. Where is he making shvisa? But he says shvisasi b'ikaro, if I'm calling shvisa by the trunk, then mahalach mimakom raglav adikaro apayim amah. He can go from where he is to the trunk, which is 2,000 amos, and make ikaro v'adibeso apayim amah. And go from the trunk to the house, 2,000 amos. V'nimsim mahalich mishachashich arbas apayim amah. So he's going 4,000 amos. Somehow he knows the exact amounts. Okay. Im eino makir. So if the guy doesn't know, he doesn't have any recognizable landmarks, osh'in abakim yalacha, or he doesn't know the halacha, v'amar, and he says, shivasi b'makomi, I'm the Kodesh Shvisa right here where I'm sitting, so zachalo mikomo, he's zochin the makomo, payim amal chol ruach, this is where he is, and he gets 2,000 amos all around. And then the mission says something very important, which is agulos. What you do, the way the agulos, divrei rabchina ben antignos, right, so how do you measure? So basically you have 2,000 amos as a radius. So he says that, so the first, Rav Chanina says, you make a circle. Basically, you have the radius, and then you just make a circle all around, and it's measured as a circle. But comes the Chacham and says, no, miruba os. What you do is, it's miruba os, is that you square off. You square off the circle, so you're increasing the amount you can walk in the corners. You're increasing that amount. Right? Kedei, sheyeh, niska lezavios, because he now gets the zavios. Vizehi sheomro, and we saw this before, vizehi sheomro ha'ani ma'arav raglav, the ani should make the Eruv Tchumim with his feet. He should actually walk to the place where he's going. That's what the Ani should do. Amar Rabbi Meir, and Meir says, Anu Eimanu El Ani. Only the Ani can do that. But an Usher should not do that. An Ani should put down the food. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Ani v'Echad Asher, an Ani and an Asher can both make it with their feet to walk there and call Nishmisa there, right? But they said, V'lo Amar Ma'arim V'Pas, Ela Hakel Asher, Shlo Yetzi V'Er B'Ragla. They said, you can do the pas, they make a kula, you don't have to sit there. You can just put your bread down, if you have it, and that would be enough for the call Nishmisa. Okay, we'll see you about tonight. I'll let everybody know. Have a good day.